church. One afternoon, somewhere west of the Bantagan Peninsula, we came across an abandoned pagoda. It was almost abandoned, because a pair of monks lived there in a tar paper shack, tending a small garden and some broken shrines. They spoke almost no English at all. When we dug our foxholes in the yard, the monks didn't seem upset or displeased, though the younger one performed a washing motion with his hands. No one could decide what it meant. The older monk led us into the pagoda. The place was dark and cool, I remember, with crumbling walls and sandbagged windows and a ceiling full of holes. "It's bad news," Kiowa said. "You don't mess with churches." But we spent the night there, turning the pagoda into a little fortress. And for the next 7 or 8 days, we used the place as a base of operations. It was mostly a very peaceful time. Each morning, the two monks brought us buckets of water. They giggled when we stripped down to bathe. They smiled happily while we soaped up and splashed one another. On the second day, the older monk carried in a cane chair for the use of Lieutenant Jimmy Cross, placing it near the altar area, bowing and gesturing for him to sit down. The old monk seemed proud of the chair, and proud that such a man as Lieutenant Cross should be sitting in it. On another occasion, the younger monk presented us with 4 ripe watermelons from his garden. He stood watching until the watermelons were eaten down to the rinds. Then he smiled and made the strange washing motion with his hands. Though they were kind to all of us, the monks took a special liking for Henry Dobbins. "Soldier Jesus," they'd say. "Good soldier Jesus." Squatting quietly in the cool pagoda, they'd help Dobbins dissemble and clean his machine gun, carefully brushing the parts with oil. The three of them seemed to have an understanding, nothing in words, just a quietness they shared. "You know," Dobbins said to Kiowa one morning, "after the war, maybe I'll join up with these guys." "Join how?" Kiowa said. "Wear robes, take the pledge." Kiowa thought about it. "That's a new one. I didn't know you were all that religious." "Well, I'm not," Dobbins said. Beside him, the two monks were working on the M60. He watched them take turns running oiled swabs through the barrel. "I mean, I'm not the churchy type. When I was a little kid way back, I used to sit there on Sunday counting bricks in the wall. Church wasn't for me. But then in high school, I started to think how I'd like to be a minister. Free house, free car, lots of potlucks. It looked like a pretty good life."
"You're serious?" Kiowa said.
Dobbins shrugged his shoulders.
"What's serious? I was a kid. The thing is, I believed in God and all that, but it wasn't the religious part that interested me. Just being nice to people, that's all, being decent."
"Right," Kiowa said. "Visit sick people, stuff like that. I would have been good at it, too. Not the brainy part, not sermons and all that, but I'd be okay with the people part.